So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, my name's Van Lathan, and we're going to talk to you about property sourcing for beginners in today's session. If you've got a question, just pop it down below, and we'll answer that question for you. Anything to do with property sourcing today, this is the Property Cash Flow Show. We go live at 12 every Wednesday in my mastermind group, and we're also on YouTube as well. So come and join us for that. Or you might be listening to the podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast as well. So in today's session, let's talk to you about property sourcing for beginners. So first of all, property sourcing has the opportunity to help you make a lot of money. However, it's hard work. It's not easy. You don't just wake up one morning and go, do you know what? I'm going to be a property sourcer. And you start making money property sourcing. That's just not how it works. There is training that you need to go on. There is mindset issues that you need to resolve. You know, if you've done every single training course and you're still not making it a success, it's not the training that's causing the problem. It's your mindset. So you need to get that in place. But you also might have a great mindset, but you don't know how to do the steps, you know, the five different steps that you might need to implement, the different types of deals that you might want to do. And so we're going to answer some of those in this session. And like we say, if you've got any questions, stick them in the question box. Let me know your name as well, so I know who I'm talking to as well. That would be useful. I'm looking for my pen. I always need something to fiddle with, and I have found my pen. So property sourcing. Okay, so let's talk about what it is. Property sourcing is where you're acting as a middle person, as a broker, if you like, or even a state agent, because effectively that's what you are. That's why there's so much compliance. You are literally acting as an estate agent, but you've niched down. So you're going out and finding people, not just people who want to sell the house, but people who want to sell their property because they've got one of four problems that's going on in their life right now. So the first one might be a debt problem. I'll give you all four so you know what they are. So you've got debt, divorce, departure, which is where you're emigrating, you're going away for a period of time, and then you've got death. So you've got debt, divorce, departure, and death, the four D's as we call them. So you're looking for people who are going through one of those four problems. Now, the traditional way that I found deals, and I think in the training, I think there's like, I don't know, is it 17 different ways? I forget how many different ways, I should check. But that's just one of many ways of finding deals. But we used to drop leaflets. And so, you know, I have the lettings agency in Leeds. We drop leaflets for the lettings agency. We drop leaflets for We Buy Houses for Cash. And then we also drop leaflets for dropping leaflets because we ran a leaflet dropping company, which we no longer run because I live in Spain and that's not how we do things these days. But when we were first starting out, that's literally what we did. We dropped, you know, I think in one month, our biggest month ever, we dropped like 50,000 leaflets. And the beauty of dropping leaflets, by the way, is that I didn't drop the leaflets personally. We got other people to do it. And not only that, we actually made money on the leaflet dropping leaflets, on the leaflet dropping, because we were dropping leaflets for other companies as well. And we talk about how to do that. It's in the paid training as to how we do that. We actually made money. Not a lot of money, but we've made money on dropping leaflets for other companies as well as dropping our own stuff. But our job is to go find people who've going through one of the four D's, debt, divorce, departure, and death. So you've got to go find those kind of people. And that's not difficult. You've got to get yourself out into the marketplace. You've got to speak to a lot of people. Every so often I see people and I go, you know, show me your business card. And the business card doesn't say anything. And I'm like, why doesn't your business card talk about, you know, the fact that you can buy people's properties quickly? And they say things like, you know, I don't want anybody knowing. What do you mean you don't want anybody knowing? You want everybody to know what you do. Because if everybody knows what you do, I mean, I'll tell you a story. I remember going to a networking event when I was first getting into buying below market value and buying properties. And I did so much research. And 20 years ago, we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have YouTube. We didn't have coaches that could help. We didn't have training courses. You know, people still sending stuff out on CD and cassette 20 years ago. Do you know what I mean? We just didn't have access to this kind of thing. But I was at a networking event, and this is how much it stood out. 20 years on, I still remember being at this networking event, and I can still remember it was at the Slug and Lettuce in Leeds, by the way. And there was a business card, and on the back of a guy's business card, it just said £500. And I remember saying to the guy, £500, what's this for? And he lit up, because if this is what he was expecting, he lit up and he's like, that's how much money I'll pay you when you bring me a deal. And I never, ever forgot that. I don't remember who it was, by the way, forgot that. But just that on the back of his business card. And when people go, no, no, I don't have business cards saying what I do, it reminds me of that story, because I'm like, you're crazy. You're missing out on an opportunity for people to ask you what you do, or why is a £500 written on the back of your business card? And a great, great answer, that's how much money I'm going to give you on the first deal that you get. Like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. That's how much it stands out. So you've got to go out and get known as being a person. You've got to be visible in the marketplace as a person. But if someone's got a problem, you can go in and solve it. You're not the A team, but you are the property team. You have a guy that can go in and you're looking for people who are distressed because they've got a property problem. If you can go in and solve those property problems that other people are having, you're going to make a lot of money. But that's only one side of it, because remember, you have a broker in the middle. You've got the people on one side who are, they've got a problem. They need that problem solved. But then on the other side are the people that can actually buy those deals, okay? Because unless you're buying them yourself, you need to go and sell these deals onto somebody else. And so if you're a beginner and if you're first starting out on being a property sourcer, you need to go and find these two types of people. The first person who's got a problem, the 4Ds, that divorce, departure, and death. And then these other people who are out and looking for deals. Now, who are these people looking for deals? Like, who are they? Who on earth would pay £5,000 or £2,500 for a property deal when I can just look on Rightmove? I've seen it, by the way, in other groups that are putting down experts or gurus or training courses. And they say things like, oh, you don't need to pay for training. You don't need experts. Everything is available for free online. And I go and I look at their Facebook profile, and they're in a full-time job. And I'm like, well, dude, actually, you probably need help. And actually, somebody who runs one of the big forums, she keeps on rattling on about, well, I've been in property 20 years and I'm not retired. And I'm like, maybe you need to go and hire yourself a coach. Maybe actually you need the help and you're refusal in getting that help. Because you run a forum that puts down coaches, maybe that's actually the reason why you have to go out and earn a job, you know, earn money from a job. There is a lot of information out there for free, but if all you needed was free information, you know, everybody would be a millionaire and everybody's not a millionaire. And in fact, these people are saying, oh no, you just need free information. What? It's not working so well for you, is it? You've got a job. But your job is to go out. You have a person in the middle, you go find people who've got deals that they need to get rid of, property to sell, and then you've got to go out and find these investors who are wanting to find those deals. And people go, well, who on earth would pay £5,000 for that deal? Lots of people. My best deal that I ever did, I think it was 46 or 48% off market value. I can't remember the deals of the property. I don't know how much it was worth. But we completed on that deal in like 7 or 8 days. Because we got that through, and they were going through a divorce, there were holes, head-sized holes in the house, in the walls, and we knew going in that this was a domestic violence situation, and we got that deal through 48%. The people going, did you not feel like guilty doing that deal at 48%? I'm like, dude, I just saved a life. And I don't know if it was the woman whose head was in the wall or the man whose head was in the wall, but there were head-sized holes in that wall. We went in, we know for a fact that we'd probably saved someone's life in that situation. So we got that deal done. Now we took that deal, actually we kept that. I think we've only ever bought one property full price. Every other property we've bought below market value. And about 95% of those deals, when we go in and we find a below market value property or a high yield, we've actually gone in, we've kept those deals for ourselves. Okay. The only time that we've sold these deals on is, and we sold about 5% of all the deals we've ever found, is it wasn't in the right area for me, or it wasn't the right type of property, or it was too much work because I'm really lazy and I hate doing loads of work. But the only time that we actually went and did that and sold those deals on was because we're not in the right area, was too much work. Some of them were, you know, the half refurb had been done and we didn't have the money at the time, so we actually sold that on to another investor and made a couple of grand for doing so, which is nice. £2,000, £3,000, £4,000 always helps. Imagine doing one of those every single month, you know, we have to ask you how much better or easier would life be if you're converting one sale per month and doing one deal per month when you've got really low overheads? And it could be that you're still working, because I'm like, you know, don't go be a full-time property sourcer. Why would you do that? Unless you really, really hate your job. And let's talk about that for a minute. So, you know, I went from £15,000 to £100,000 in 4 years flat through working for a living. And then I ended up working for a tier one computer company, and I absolutely hated it. You know, I was 30 at the time. My hair was being pulled out because I was so stressed. I nearly had some bad accidents. And so the only reason I actually left that job was because it would have killed me, you know. And I look back at that, and bear in mind, that was 17 years ago when I left that job. Goodness me. And it just, you know, was that time gone? But those 17 years, if I'd have stuck with that job, and I'm only 47 now, I'd have been doing £250,000, somewhere between that, those two numbers on that job right now. You know, I look at how much knowledge and how much better I am as an individual, and how much better salesperson and a more personable person. And, you know, we would have killed it on that. But I would have been dead. I would have killed myself, you know. I would have been dead because I couldn't have gone through that job and stayed in it. But if you're in a job that you don't mind and you can survive it, stay in that job for as long as you can, pay down your debt, use the money that you're finding and making through sourcing, and then get yourself into the situation where you're doing 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 deals a month and build a business around it. We don't want you to, you know, you've done 2 deals and then you quit your job and then you've got another 5 months before your next deal comes in because that's going to send you bust. We don't want you to do that. We want you to have this, be in a position where you are able to do a deal a month and then 2 deals a month and 3 deals and 4 deals and 5 deals. Even if it takes you 2 years or 3 years or 10 years, it doesn't matter. Stick with your existing job. Unless it's killing you, unless you really hate it, unless it's making you incredibly depressed, you've got to stick with it. Because I don't want you to have a bad month and then the whole house of cards come tumbling down and it ruins everything. Let me just grab a quick drink. If you've got a question, by the way, please put it in the question box. I'd love to answer any questions you've got. Just while I'm drinking that, let me put you to where the... So if you want the property sourcing training, it's £27. You can just sign up for that. Just grab another drink. So going back to it, your job, you have a person in the middle. You've got the people wanting to sell and you've got the people wanting to buy. And the question is, why would those people pay between £2,500 and £5,000? So let me give you some examples. So we sold a deal. It was on for £180,000. We secured the deal at £130,000. That is a significant discount. And it was in a completely the wrong area for me, wrong part of the country entirely. I didn't want that deal. So we sold that deal on. And I think on that one, I think we made about £3,500. The guy jumped on it because it was such a good deal. And when people go, well, why would people pay you money when I can just go find the deal myself? And that's the problem. People can't just go and find the deal themselves. This is actually the problem that they have. Like, I'll give you another example. We had a guy in, he offered me the deal, but it wasn't one for me because, again, it was in the wrong situation, wrong part of the country. But this property... it was one of those where you literally put 30 grand in, I think it was 20 grand down for actually buying, and then another £2,000 or £3,000 for closing costs, and then another £6 or £7 for actually refurbing the place. But you could convert that. It wasn't in an Article 4 area, so you could convert that to a HMO. So a deal like that is literally you put £30,000 in, and it will pay you £1,000 a month for the rest of your life. So... And people go, well, how do you find deals like that? And this guy found this deal on Rightmove. And I've seen people in forums, by the way, going, that is a shocking strategy for finding deals. How can you find deals on Rightmove when I can just go on Rightmove and buy them myself? You can, but have you? No. Because why? You haven't got the time. You don't know what you're looking for. People need these deals to be just brought up and presented to them in an easy fashion. I didn't know about this deal. I got offered it. It wasn't for me because it was in the wrong location. But if that deal would have been in Leeds, I would have bought that deal. It was £30,000 down. And if you're an investor, by the way, an investor, £30,000 sounds like a lot of money, but it's £3,000 a month for the next 10 months. If you're looking for deals like that, you can get into deals like that, okay? Because you just got to save £3,000 for the next 10 months. And people are like, well, how do I do that? So it's 10 clients at £300 a month. This is in your money matrix. We've done lots of videos on that. Excuse me. So you've got to be thinking more out of the box. And how are people going to or want to buy these deals from you? People want to buy all sorts of things. And most people are going, you know, you shouldn't be finding deals on Rightmove. Of course you should. Why wouldn't you? And you can sell those. You know, if you live in Leeds and you're on Rightmove and you're looking at deals like that in Leeds, and you've got a client in London who's a doctor and on 200 grand a year, and he's got £50,000 sat in a bank account, he'll buy two of those. Because for high cash flowing, £30,000 in, £1,000 a month for life, profit that is, for the rest of their life, okay? Like, why would an investor not want to buy that? Of course they'll want to buy that. It's a great bloody deal. Why would you not want to buy into high-yield investments? And those people, by the way, go, oh, no. Nobody wants to buy that deal. They're the people who are not successful in life. I hate to say it. I don't hate saying it at all. Just something that you say to make people who do say it feel better. I don't mind people saying that at all. But you can tell those people who are successful, and you can tell those people who are unsuccessful. Because the people who are successful would not poo-poo that idea. Okay, it's only people who are unsuccessful that would poo-poo that idea. You know, Robert Kiyosaki would call them losers. He calls savers losers, you know, investors are winners. And I kind of agree with him. His language is a little bit more confrontational than I might use, depending on the day of the week, frankly. But, you know, and there's a saying that goes around, people who are putting you down, there's nobody doing better than you that puts you down. It's only people doing worse than you are. Well, why would someone buy that deal when I can find it on Rightmove? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Don't bother doing a deal like that. Off you go. I'll do the deal and I'll sell it on to somebody else and make £2,000 to £3,000 on a deal like that. And people talk about, well, property sourcing. You know, I just want rent to rent, or I just want lease options. I don't want below market value. I don't want high yield because I can't afford to close them. Well, great. Don't you close them. You sell them on to other people. Great. Make £2,000 or £3,000. Even if you're making £500, people go, oh, I wouldn't do it for £500. No, I'm worth a lot more. But how many deals have you done? None. How many deals have you tried to do? 10. Right, knock a £500 deal through, get it across the door, learn how to get a deal across the door, and your next deal you can make £3,000. And we meet people like this. They refuse to drop their prices. Well, I'm worth a lot more. Well, no, you're not. Not if you haven't got a deal across the line. You ain't worth anything financially. Get your deal across the line. Get the experience in getting that deal done. And then you can do your £1,500, your £2,500, your £5,000 for getting deals. You should never be poo-pooing other people's ideas about finding deals, especially if they're finding deals and you haven't. We found deals in all sorts of ways. We had a guy who had a property in Scotland. We don't understand the Scottish market, okay? So we didn't do anything in Scotland. We just let the deal go. We didn't even negotiate with a guy. I just wasn't interested at all, okay? Because I just don't understand Scotland. I don't understand the laws and the legal system up there. But we had a guy who took one of our leaflets. He took it with him from Leeds. He was in a city centre flat, and he took it with him. And about 12 months after we dropped that specific leaflet, he phoned us up. 12 months after. Excuse me. So it's like, why would you drop leaflets, and why would someone wait 12 months? Well, he kept it because he was going through financial difficulty, but he didn't know if he'd need it at the time. And 12 months later, he built up courage or whatever it was, and he then came through and actually, you know, wanted help. We passed him on to somebody else. We just wanted to help the guy. We weren't interested in making money because it wasn't one that was in my remit, and it was in Scotland, and I don't understand the law. So we just passed it on to somebody else. But, you know, you can drop leaflets and do deals 6 months later, and people get this and go, I've dropped 20,000 leaflets, I've not had anything. It's like, that's okay, don't worry about it. Relax a little bit more. Go drop another 80,000. Well, like, what's going to happen? Are you going to, well, leaflets don't work. Well, we know that leaflets do work. What are you going to do? Are you just going to do nothing now for the next 12 months? Or are you just going to keep going and keep going and keep going? Because this is the bit that makes people successful. Successful people keep going until they get successful. Unsuccessful people, they keep going until they get tired or until they don't get results. There's a big difference between the two. And we get people and they go on a training course, and we get some people who are wildly successful because we've gone on the training, they've implemented it. And then we get people, honestly, we get people, they buy the training, they don't even open the training course up. Or we get people and they're 27% of the way through. We can check, by the way, how far people are through. just like on YouTube, we can check. Nobody gets to an end of a YouTube video, by the way, right? It's very rare for that to happen, unless, you know, unless you're purposely saving something to the end and you're telling people, in which case we'll skip to the end anyway. So we know this. People haven't got that length of time to stay with them. Like, I'm talking now, people are not staying to the end. I get that. Totally get it. But we also know that you dropping leaflets and you putting this content out there, people are going to pick it up. And they might not do something with it immediately, but they'll do something with it at some point in the future. But you've got to be putting out enough leaflets, enough advertising, enough content on social media, all the different methods that we highlight in the property sourcing training. You've got to start putting that lot out there, and you've got to keep going and keep going and keep going. Because if you don't, what is the alternative? The alternative is that you give up and you don't make a success of it. And we don't want that. Why would anybody want that? So we're up to about 20 minutes. It's about normally how long we go for. Hope that's useful for you. Hope it gives you some insight into property sourcing and what you need to start doing as a beginner. If I can help in any way, come and let me know. Other than that, have a great week. And we'll speak to you on Friday in the Mindset and Hustle Show. I will speak to you then. Take care. Have a good one, folks.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.